Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi there, good morning on this 24th of June. Everybody out there in Radio Land, this is Sally Kirkland, back again with one of my favorite people in the world, Jacoby Koenig, who is a wonderful actor and artist in all different ways. Hi, Jacoby.
Hey, Sally, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah. So, today is just whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to ask me and I ask you, and obviously we're always interested in acting, and luckily for me, you came to see my movie last night, Sallywood.
I did.
The, Sherman Oaks Regal, and tell me about it.
Yeah, it was a blessing being able to go see the movie with you, first and foremost, Sally. Sallywood. So, you know, for anyone that hasn't seen Sallywood, it's a movie about Sally, and she meets this young writer named Zach, and Zach becomes her personal assistant and so much more. And I personally loved it, Sally. It was really cool seeing you in real places that I recognize, like your apartment, and
right. And
hearing about the production team and how the production team brought in personal items, and that just bringing it back to acting, you know, it's a testament to.
Oh, are you referring to the fact that when I'm as an acting teacher, when I'm coaching you, I talk about personal objects?
More than just personal objects and personalization, you know, getting out of the techniques, but just truth, you know. And I know that's your Indian name, right? Satya?
Satya, S-A-T-Y-A.
I've been thinking so much about truth lately. And that was the underlying, man, I hope that as many people as possible can go see Sallywood, because it's a true testament to what method acting is, and it's just bringing the truth. There was many times whilst I was watching that movie when I wasn't sure if you were improvising or not.
Say that
and
again.
I wasn't sure what was part of the script and what wasn't part of the script, and what was maybe just shown up on set because it was all just so natural.
Oh, well, that's method acting.
Exactly.
And
you know, Sally, you've learned it from the best. You know, working with somebody like, Strasberg and Uta Hagen. And did you work with Stella Adler?
Say it again, the last one.
Did you work with Stella Adler as well?
No, I knew her, but I didn't study with her.
You knew her.
Robert
exactly.
De Niro.
Yeah.
Stella taught Robert. Meals on Wheels. Say it again?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, after doing Sallywood, and, you know, I'm sure that, you know, in Sallywood, you do your monologue, Joan of Arc, that you've been doing since you were 18. And I know you, Sally, is a very spiritual person, and one thing that you shared with me, and I'm sure your viewers know, is you found acting through a spiritual journey. After doing something like Sallywood that, you know, eclipses your whole career and your whole lifetime, what do you think has kept you here so long? I mean, you're still working, after this long. You continue to do it.
61 years, I think.
61.
Or maybe it's 64. I started in 1961.
61.
No, I started in 1960. Started making money in 61. So what are we now? That's 63 years.
Yeah.
How have I endured?
No. Well, I mean, what kept you there? I know that when you found acting, it was to grow on a spiritual path. What did you get spiritually from acting that has kept you here for so long?
Well, in actuality, I didn't formally go on a spiritual path until 1972, 70. Give me a second. Let me figure this out.
Yeah, no problem.
When I was 10 years old, I was intrigued with actors up on the screen and on stage. And so when I went to school, I always managed to be the president of the drama club. And because I was tall, I always played men in girls' schools. And that got me lowering my voice and being very powerful. And I was in love with Sir Laurence Olivier in England and John Gielgud. Mm. And so I would memorize their monologues when I was a teenager and try and talk with a British accent and all of that.
No, I love it. I was just watching Sir Laurence the other day. His Tomorrow monologue, Tomorrow, Shakespeare.
Yes, Tomorrow You Do To Be or Not To Be for me.
Yes, I do.
So basically, I didn't want to go to college. I wanted to be an actor right away, so I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts right after high school. And then I started making money the very next year. I think I was in my first film when I was 19. And I've been acting ever since. I've never had to stop. So from 1961 till 2024, luckily for me, this past 2 years has been slow in the industry. Nobody's been working.
But yeah, nobody.
With the exception of that, I worked every year in film and or television and or theater. I did 10 years of theater before I came out here to do The Way We Were and The Sting and A Star Is Born and all that.
Do you miss theater? Do you miss the stage?
Yeah,
being a theater trained actor.
Off Broadway for 10 years. And at one point they called me the Helen Hayes of Off-Broadway, but you're too young to know who she was.
Say that one more time.
Helen Hayes.
Helen Page?
Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S.
Hayes.
She was the grand dame of theater back then in the 40s, 50s, early 60s. But to turn it around to you, how did you get involved with theater of any kind?
How did I get involved in theater?
Yeah, or the love of it.
Yeah, I guess I grew up in a time when movies were booming. And for me, I grew up watching Will Smith. So as a young kid, I always wanted to be like, you know, actors like Will Smith and Denzel Washington and Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. And so I grew up watching a lot of those actors. And it wasn't until later on that I had the opportunity to go back and watch some of, you know, the greats that came before them. But I was out of high school and I went straight into sales. I followed in my parents' footsteps. And I was really good at sales, and I got really good at talking to people. And somewhere along the way, I just wasn't fulfilled. So I remember stumbling upon an improv class and loving it. And improv led to getting a few lessons. And then, after my first lesson, I said, you know what? I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
Really?
Yeah, and then I looked for schools, and I turned around, I found schools, and I saw that the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, we're both alumni of the same school, was auditioning, and I just went for it.
What did you do
and,
for your audition?
About a month or so later after I auditioned, I auditioned with nobody's going to know the monologue. It's called Ned. You know it, Sally.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about a mean, mean guy who's torturing this person who's in a, tied up in this chair. And
you're
he's
such
sort of
a sweetheart.
Really
it's so funny that you picked somebody who's mean because you're one of the sweetest people I've ever met.
Thank you, Sally. Well, yeah, he's very apathetic. So, you know, I feel like playing the polar opposite, I get to, you know, let a smile out in the end. But,
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, opposites are great, right?
Yeah.
It's that transformation.
So you went to the American Academy out here, and I went to the American Academy in New York.
In New York, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're a couple generations spread.
Yeah.
I'm sure you didn't know this, but the Academy West is actually closing down.
You told me that.
Yeah, the West, the Los Angeles campus.
Wow.
That's so sad.
So,
you know, I think that places like that are important for actors, you know, to be able to go back, you know, like having safe spaces to be able to bring their work and workshop it, you know, like I'm blessed to have your space and have your wisdom and your input.
Thank you.
Like, you know, the Academy are, I think, are extremely important. You know, you grew up in a different Hollywood, right? So you're familiar with, like, you know, everyone mentions the Samuel French. I don't know if that was right before COVID or not.
I can't remember about COVID, but Samuel French was a store over here where I am in West Hollywood on Sunset that had, you could be in there for 4 hours just browsing play after play after play and character after character. And they closed down, and it's so sad and pathetic because I used to go over there before any class I taught and find the greatest playwrights. And now the only thing you could do is to go online, which I'm not very good at. And
that's why I think places like the Academy are so important. You know, so they have libraries there full of books. And, you know, piggybacking on your question earlier, how did I find a love for a theater? It was in the library, just like you said, at the Academy. I would sit in there for hours and hours, and I would just pick play after play after play.
And they're closing now?
Yeah, they're closing.
Wow.
Yeah. I listen to the dialect books. You know, I know that you have a favorite accent running. You're Russian.
Do you have a favorite accent you want to do right now?
Do I have a favorite accent? I do Jersey a lot. Yeah, I got a lot of family in New York.
Talk to me in Jersey.
Jersey? Well, what do you want to hear in Jersey?
Well, I don't know. What do you want to hear?
What do I want to hear? Well, you know, I got a lot of family over in New York. A lot of family in Boston. You know, walking. A lot of family in Boston. I'm from Buffalo, Sally. I'm originally from New York.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you
well,
know,
let's
it's interesting.
Let's talk like New Yorkers for a while.
What was that?
Let's talk like New York.
Talk like New York, all right. Yeah, well, New Yorkers aren't, and we can be nice, but we're not always the nicest people.
Oh.
You know, New York language comes
drop
out every
the
once in a while. We're on the radio right now. I've got to be careful.
No, not at all. But when you're talking
all
about
right.
New York, you got to get rid of the R.
The R.
Yeah.
It's soft.
And then we
liquid.
Could go into Southern, like, Jacobin, my name is Sally Kirkler. What is your full name?
My name is Jacoby Conan.
Oh, that's such a nice name. And you're so handsome.
You got me blushing, Sally.
Well, you are. All my friends loved you last night.
Oh, I loved all of your friends. You know, it's unfortunate I didn't get to speak with all of them. It reminded me of the full name of the association that you're affiliated
with. In short, you go to MSIA.org. MSIA.org. And it's the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness.
Hmm.
Or the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. And then, in order to find it, you go online, msia.org.
And msia.org.
.org. And I've been an ordained minister of light, that's what it's called, for 50 years there.
Wow.
And last night, all the people sitting with me at that table, same thing. And had I not been able to be on this spiritual path, which is about soul transcendence and going home to God this lifetime, not having to do it over and over and over again, had I not had that, I would not have been able to be an actor during these 50 years.
Mm.
What
do you think is the most encouraging thing in your faith right now?
Say that again. What's the most encouraging?
What's the most encouraging thing you have in your faith right now? What's most encouraging in your faith right now?
In my faith? F-A-I-T-H?
Yeah. Oh. Say that again.
F-A-I-T-H?
Yes, your faith. Your belief, your religion.
My belief.
Yeah.
My spiritual path.
Your spiritual path, thank
well,
you.
Well, it's all about living the love. It's as simple as that.
And you have so much love.
You
have so much love and so much love to give. But it was so apparent how much love you have surrounding you yesterday.
They love you.
Tell.
And Zoe. Zoe, for the listeners, is this beautiful young lady who is just Lady Love. And
yes,
she painted
my
nails
love.
So pretty, and I showed off my nails all night that Zoe had done.
Zoe did your nails. A beautiful burgundy. My favorite, my favorite color being red.
I saw you
donned your favorite red satin top in the movie, and it looked great.
Oh, yeah, did I wear that in the movie?
Yeah, I noticed. I saw that in the movie. It looks great.
What did you just say?
I said I saw that red satin, you wearing that red satin blouse in the movie, and it looked great.
I don't even remember what I wore in the movie.
Sure.
The designer was there, and he kept talking about, and we started with lots of colors, and then we got to white, and I didn't notice a thing. I guess I was just looking at my eyes.
Oh, man, there was
enough
so much color
in
that
eyes.
Movie.
Yeah.
So much.
So, you're 25 or 26 or something. What are you?
I am 25.
25. God. Well, I figure I have another 20 years, so I have to teach you everything I know so that you will continue on and be able to teach younger people coming up after you method acting. And what is method acting? Method acting basically is truth. You don't fake anything. You do what's called an inner monologue or personalization or an emotional recall or an as-if. Those are all terms that stand up
for anyone listening right now. You better, write this down. This is golden stuff right here.
Yeah, those are the four biggies. Personalization, mm-hmm. emotional recall, as-if, and inner monologue. And basically, back in the day, when people would go to theater, say, in England, everybody would speak very well, and they'd move very well, and they'd duel, and they'd do this and that. And then James Dean, and Marlon Brando came around and kind of broke down the wall of that, and they started talking softer and with much more guts, you know.
And you knew Marlon, right, Sally?
I wish I could say I did. No.
No.
Funny story, not so funny, touching story about James Dean, who was a member of the Actors Studio, which I've been a lifetime member of, which you will audition for sometime this year. James Dean got up on stage to do a private moment. A private moment is something you would do only if nobody else was around. And he took out a knife and cut his wrist. And Shelley Winters, who you're too young to know, but she's a huge Oscar-winning actress who was my godmother, she went running from the audience up to the stage and grabbed a knife out of James Dean's hands and went, people running with towels and whatnot. Isn't that an amazing story?
Yes, it is. Wow. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine being, I would have loved to have been just a fly on the wall in that room.
Yeah. Well, wow. At some point, you must call the Actors Studio. It's located in West Hollywood, and find out the next time for auditions. And then you get a scene partner, and that could be Zoe.
It could be Zoe, you're right.
It could be like a 5-minute dramatic scene where you get to show all that great emotional range you have and tears coming down your face and all that. They love that. And,
I love that too. So.
And then once you pass the first audition, then there's a final audition a few months later. And once you get in the Actors Studio, you're a lifetime member and you have 3 acting classes for life. And everybody meets Tuesdays and Fridays over here in West Hollywood. All different generations of people and working actors and youngsters who aren't working yet and people like me. So we're going to take a short break and then we'll be back.
Oh, already?
Our sponsor today has been the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. The purpose of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA, is to teach soul transcendence, which is becoming aware of yourself as a soul and as one with God, not as a theory, but as a living reality. MSIA offers an approach to living that focuses on how to incorporate spirituality into your everyday life. We call it practical spirituality. You can reach MSIA by going into the web on www.msia.org or phoning area code 323-737-4055 and asking to be on the free mailing list. You can also go into your web and find out events, prayer lists, latest news, and any books and tapes available. God bless you. Another of today's sponsors is the Institute for Individual and World Peace, otherwise called IIWP, or IWIP, in Los Angeles at 2101 Wilshire. We have many workshops and seminars related to the subject of individual and world peace. I, Sally Kirkland, feel that at this time of war in the Middle East, that nothing is more important than all of us working on our individual peace so we can help world peace.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Okay, so who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor? You know, yeah. Sally, it's funny that you say that. You know, after watching Sallywood, you're definitely my favorite actor. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. What I was able to watch, I need to rewatch Sallywood.
You need to give me exact contact information. We'll figure that out soon.
Yeah. You were my favorite actor, Sally.
Thank you. Well, I met in the male form.
What was that?
In the male form.
Actress. You're my favorite all-time thespian. My favorite male actor right now. You know, I really love Joaquin Phoenix. I love Joaquin Phoenix. Of recent work in Joker, there's a particular scene where he's walking down these steps, and again, I don't know, this is another one of those moments, I don't know if this was in the script or not, but he's sort of flowing down these steps and he's dancing and he's feeling his body, and it just reminded me of how connected you have to be with your instrument.
Right.
And at all times, you know, regardless of what character you're taking on.
Right.
Control is so important, you know. and working through our five senses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is De Niro. I grew up with De Niro, and I just love his ability to be so many different characters.
Yeah.
Now he's 80 years old, but I met him. He's a couple years younger than me, and we dated a little bit in the 60s, in the late 60s, and then I got to introduce him to Roger Corman, who, you know, just passed over, but he made 300 movies. And I introduced him to Shelley Winters, and she wrote a play for Bobby and me called One Night Stands of a Noisy Passenger. So we went
One Night
Broadway
Stand
together.
With a Noisy Passenger?
Yeah, great title. And and Bobby and I got to do scenes together at the Actors Studio every week for a long time.
Wow.
And he was my sparring partner. And then I got to see his rise to fame like a meteor. And it was very inspiring for me to keep on keeping on, watching how successful he got. Of course, it's easier for men, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, and hopefully that's something that continues to adapt and change. You know, one thing that I've seen as of late, you know, there's a film that I was watching. It's funny that you say that. Back in 2000, I want to say it was an early 2000 film with, oh my goodness, now it's going to escape my head. Not Zoe Saldana. It's a movie called Colombiana. And it's about a woman who, a young girl who witnesses the murder of her family, and she becomes this assassin. And one of the remarks that they make in the film is that it couldn't possibly be a woman. You know, that the person that they're looking for that's murdering all these people could not possibly be a woman. But I think that casting, or at least portrayed in films, is starting to change slowly but surely.
I hope
it's
so.
Funny how, you know, these topics go from generation to generation.
Yeah. We'll see. I've been fighting for women in the industry for many, many years that there be more opportunities.
And for many, many more.
It was nice last night because, you know, I'm 82 and all these young women came up to me and thanked me for being a role model for younger women, you know.
Yeah.
And that made me feel really good.
You had so much support show up. You know what's funny about that you say that is a couple of the young women who showed up were ADA alumni from the year before me.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, so it's a small world.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came to see you.
Oh, that was great last night. We're gonna, all those listening to this program, keep your ears and eyes open for a film called Sallywood, which doesn't have distribution yet, but it will get distribution.
Oh yeah, it'll 100% get distribution.
And it'll be an eye-opener for women and for Hollywood and for the treatment of women in Hollywood, and it's funny and it's sad, it's everything.
It was beautifully, beautifully woven together, and even the, you know, Zach talked about it briefly. You know, the conversation of ageism in Hollywood as well, tying that back to women as well, because it certainly affects women more than it affects men. That's for sure.
Yeah. I'm just, what's coming through me to say is, for anybody listening, I always forget to say that there's a couple films, there's one I'm really proud of, that you can watch for free on YouTube or Tubi, called The Haunted.
Yeah.
It was done in 1991. I got a Golden Globe nomination for it, for Best Actress, and it's very emotional. And the stuff I'm teaching Jacoby here, method acting, is all through that film. And the title, The Haunted, makes it sound like a horror film, but it's so much more. It's a real tour de force film and performance, The Haunted, which you can get, like I said, on YouTube or Tubi. There's another one I wanted to mention, same idea, Double Threat. Double Threat is more of a...
80 for Brady?
Oh, no, 80 for Brady, I had a supporting role, and that was done 2 years ago. I don't know if that's up on Amazon or one of those places, but these films I'm talking about are I did years ago. The one's called Double Threat, and that's also for free on YouTube or Tubi, and I play more of a sexy dame, you know.
Yeah. As soon as I can find a reliable source for Anna, I'll let you know so you can talk around to your viewers.
My name is Anna Lorkova. I come from Prague, Czechoslovakia, but you want. I don't want to talk about my personal life. It's hard to find that.
I'm sure all the deep voices you played when you were younger came in handy when you had to do that accent as well.
You want the story of how I got that accent?
Oh, I would love that story. I believe I know it. I would love to hear it again.
Okay. Well, my mother had a back elevator man, a doorman, and to be continued. We're going to take another short break, and we'll be back to do with Sally Kirkland and Jacoby.
Another one of our sponsors today has been Spiritual Warrior, The Art of Spiritual Living, a wonderful book written by John Roger, a New York Times number one best-selling author. This is put out by Mandeville Press, and about the book, John Bradshaw says, Spiritual Warrior is a life-changing book. John Roger echoes my own intense desire to preserve spiritual focus in a world filled with distraction and anxiety. I welcome his crystal-clear light on the pathway of self-discovery. I found the words of a wise, practical man in Spiritual Warrior. You can access this by going into www.spiritualwarrior.org or phoning 323-737-4055 and asking for the shipping department, or ask in your local bookstore. God bless you. Our sponsor today has been Peace Theological Seminary, a sister organization of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. Peace Theological Seminary offers classes on the web. If you call 323-737-4055 and ask for PTS, they can put you on a free mailing list and explain the various classes that are offered, including classes in forgiveness, abundance, service, and many other subjects. Please, please, please call 323-737-4055 and ask for Peace Theological Seminary and ask to be mailed all of the available information. God bless you. Our sponsor today has been the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. The purpose of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA, is to teach soul transcendence, which is becoming aware of yourself as a soul and as one with God, not as a theory, but as a living reality. MSIA offers an approach to living that focuses on how to incorporate spirituality into your everyday life. We call it practical spirituality. You can reach MSIA by going into the web on www.msia.org or phoning area code 323-737-4055 and asking to be on the free mailing list. You can also go into your web and find out events, prayer lists, latest news, and any books and tapes available. God bless you.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio on the Web.
So here we are again, Jacoby and Sally. I can't remember what we were talking about poetry.
Yes. We're moving into it, yeah.
A couple of lines from a poem I wrote. I knew you in another lifetime, didn't I? Sweet friends, old souls never forget while drawing towards the end. You made me laugh, you made me cry, you do it to this day. I look at you, I see myself, there are no words to say. Was it B.C. or A.D.? What was the country? Was it what it would seem? I saw you last night. I saw you last night. I saw you in my dream. That's as much as I remember.
Oh, that was lovely. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. It's funny, I wrote a poem.
You got a lot of lovers, so it makes sense that you got love poems.
Love poems. Yeah, I was just going to say I wrote a love poem to Bob Dylan. And I called him up and read it to him. And he said, stay right there. And he drove in from Malibu and stood in front of me and said, okay, now do it. Do it now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, in the movie, I'm going to reference the movie again. In Sallywood, Bob Dylan was brought up, and you talk about how he was... you know, the next biggest poet since Shakespeare, and I was like, yeah, that was exactly what I meant. when I told Sally, I thought about Bob Dylan, so it was just cool hearing a lot of, I want to say my own life, but, you know,
yeah.
You know, it's funny how the relationships has repeated in similar ways.
Yeah, I mean...
Because, you know, you're authentically Sally.
Love of my life. 30 years being with him on and off. We both had a couple of marriages in between. But he... I met him when I was 22. He's 22. We were both 22. But I didn't hook up with him until I was in my 30s. And... he's been a huge chapter in my life, huge. I invited him to the screening last night, but I think he's on tour.
Yeah.
Anyway, I couldn't find him. But
you guys, he recently reached out to you for his birthday recently during his birthday.
Oh, his somewhere birthday, around at May 24th, he turned 83.
You are thinking about each other.
Now, why don't you do a poem of yours?
Okay. All right. The man I am is just a reflection, yet my child wishes now for clearer meaning, wondering what it's like on your playground to play, to laugh, to love, and your opposites. Your story must be one of perseverance. Feminine endings bear fruit and pain. My child feels kindred to your deeper truth, yet jealous of the wind that you'll grace with your skin. Your being soothes like a fire for my eyes. Your words beam like a light on my soul. Guiding me, I feel I'll never get lost. Your name sings a tune in my heart. Gabriella. Gabriella.
Wow, I love that. Really nice.
Thank you, Sally. That was the first time I ever tried writing in tens, in syllables of ten. I won't call it iambic pentameter. It's not
right.
Quite Shakespeare, but it's inspired by Shakespeare.
Yeah. And we have to tell the listeners that you are now currently working on Shakespeare.
I am now currently working on some Shakespeare. I'm working on To Be or Not to Be and various Hamlet monologues that have existed in my head from various plays that I've done over my very short career and growing career. Magic Time in particular, I speak the speech I pray you, that pronounced it to you. But that one lives in my head, Sally.
Yeah.
The speech I pray you as I pronounced it to you, trippingly on the tongue. Beautiful words.
Yeah. I started out when I was 18 doing Midsummer Night's Dream, you know?
I do, yeah.
In New York. I played Helena, the tall one. And we would go around to the schools and do it. And they would shoot paper clips at my legs with their rubber bands.
Yeah.
The kids.
Oh, I would have lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that would walk off stage after something like that.
Yeah.
But the show must go on, right?
Yeah.
The show must go on.
I told you that I did a play once in Boston or Cambridge, Massachusetts, and my high heel went through a hole in the floor in the stage.
A hole, and you were stuck on stage.
And I was stuck on stage for 40 minutes. And all the acting had to come do their monologues, their lines to me. With my heel underneath the stage. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
And then I played Anna Christie, and the set fell down on me, and there was blood coming down my arms and my legs, and I kept going because I'd always been told the show must go on, the show must go on.
Oh, man, I'm sure that they got a whole different play than they were expecting.
Right. Oh, they got a show, all right.
Oh, sure.
Oh, man. So many funny
stories. Can I know your favorite three plays?
Favorite three plays, huh?
Yeah.
Well, for women, I love Three Sisters by Anton Chekhov. That would be one.
Chekhov.
And of course, Brando and Streetcar Named Desire with Vivian Leigh is a favorite.
Yes.
And Orpheus Descending by Tennessee Williams.
Oh, you know what's funny? I have that very one in my hand right now.
You want to do it?
No, that's Val?
Okay.
Val? Yeah. We could save that for another time. I like magic.
Okay.
Surprise people with it when I'm on stage, yeah?
Yeah. And I had the opportunity to meet Tennessee Williams and tell him that I honed my craft on his plays, you know. And
you what?
I'm meaningful. I had the opportunity to tell Tennessee Williams that I learned my acting craft doing all of his characters.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. He was sitting in a sofa chair and just beaming at me, understanding him, because I was younger, understanding how meaningful it was to meet him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been very lucky in my life. I've gotten to meet... I didn't get to meet Marlon, who I worshipped, or James Dean, even though they studied at the Actors Studio, because they came before in the 50s, you know.
Yeah.
But I've gotten to meet just about everybody I've ever wanted to meet, who I've idolized.
That's a pretty amazing thing to be able to say.
Yeah.
You know, throughout your whole life. Do you feel? Oh yes. Go ahead, Sally.
What? Say that again.
No, I'll go ahead.
Oh, I don't know what you said or I was going to say, but we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back for our last segment.
Our sponsor today has been the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. I, Reverend Sally Kirkland, give introduction tape, video, and audio seminars with the teachings of John Roger and John Morton. I can be accessed by your going into www.sallykirkland.com and emailing me or calling 323-650-2215. Welcome, and please find us. Another one of our sponsors today is the book, The Tao of Spirit, by John Roger and Mandeville Press. I'm looking at a quote on one page of the book of Lao Tzu's that says, without going outside, you may know the whole world. And a quote of John Rogers, don't let yourself get confused when you have depressions, anxieties, and frustrations that you're sitting anywhere less than in the presence of the Lord. This is a book that may also be accessed via the web, www.msia.org, and then going into Mandeville Press and asking about the book, The Tao of Spirit, or calling 323-737-4055. Our sponsor today has been Peace Theological Seminary, a sister organization of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. Peace Theological Seminary offers classes on the web. If you call 323-737-4055 and ask for PTS, they can put you on a free mailing list and explain the various classes that are offered, including classes in forgiveness, abundance, service, and many other subjects. Please, please, please call 323-737-4055 and ask for Peace Theological Seminary and ask to be mailed all of the available information. God bless you. Insight Seminars. Do you have the life you've always wanted? Do you have love, joy, confidence, success, and happiness? Are you as effective in creating what you want as you would like to be? We have ongoing seminars in Southern California and worldwide. Please go into www.insight.org or call 310-315-9733. As a graduate and a former facilitator of Insight 4 for 18 years, I can only say, do yourselves a favor. Do it.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hi there, everybody. This is Sally Kirkland, if you're just tuning in, with Jacoby. And
Hello, thank you.
Yeah, and you're going to take over the show right now with something.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I have a couple questions, and so, you know, I knew that I was going to be doing this radio show with you today, so I went around to my circle and I said, you know, is there any questions that anyone has that you want to ask Sally Kirkland while I'm on this radio show with her? So the first question I have, a dear friend of mine, Kitsai, from South Africa. He's a young actor in L.A., and he wants to know, his first question is, do all great actors have, is what separates a great actor from a good actor, does it exist in their eyes?
It's all in the eyes?
Is it all in the eyes?
Yeah.
It's all in the eyes.
And spiritually speaking, in Sanskrit, which is a high form of Hindu language, there's an expression in Sanskrit called the Twaji, T-W-A-G-I, the Twaji. And it's all about the gaze of God in the eyes.
Hmm. Windows of the soul.
The windows of the soul, exactly. Yes.
And I'm studying under you, Sally. And in Sallywood, you know, it shows a little bit about
let's do a commercial for that, okay? If you want to study with me and you live in Los Angeles, it's as simple as calling Jacoby.
Right? Well, there we go. And that was going to be my next question. You know, I'm sure that there's a lot of young actors that would absolutely die to learn from you, Sally. And I know that you like to stay busy, but I also, you're Sally Kirkland. So, all right. Well, there you have it.
Let's give them your email, okay? Because my computer isn't working. So go to Jacoby, my new secretary, and he'll tell you his email.
Do you want me to throw my email out there real quick, Sally?
Say it again. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So my, for anyone listening, my email is Jacoby Koning at, you can reach me at gmail.com. And,
Spell that.
Yeah, that's J A K as in kid, O as in octopus, B as in bully, I as in indigo, Koning, K as in killer, O as in octopus, N as in never, I as in indigo, N as in never, G as in goat, at gmail.com. Maybe I could have made that more entertaining.
You charge $100 an hour. I like people to bring monologues, be they dramatic or comedic, and we work with that. I teach in West Hollywood, right in the center of West Hollywood, and I've been teaching 35 years. I taught Sandra Bullock acting. I coached Barbara Streisand and Liza Minnelli and Roseanne and Dwight Yoakam, the singer, and Kathy Griffin, the comedian, and, oh, God, so many people. 2,000 in all over a 35-year period.
There was something really special you said in the movie, Sally, that I think, you know, Zach, that I really appreciate the Zach knowledge. You know, it's work to book work. And understanding that your class, you're working with you, it's work to book more work, you know?
Yeah.
Do the work.
Yeah. The work. You're right.
Yeah.
Now, what was your other friend going to ask?
My other friend? Well, my other friend was actually my mama. And my mama wants to know about your experience on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yeah.
She couldn't pick one thing, so she just wanted to know your most memorable experience working on Days of Our Lives.
Well, I played this kind of hippie environmentalist.
Yeah.
Sammy.
Tracy,
who,
right?
What's that?
Tracy,
yeah. And Sammy was the lead, the young blonde girl, I forgot her real name. And all of my stuff is with her. And it was just delightful being with this young ingenue star. She was the star. And teaching her about the environment and what it was like to live off the land and be a hippie and whatnot. I don't remember too much. I did about 54 shows.
54, that's right.
And it was great to have a steady job because I hadn't been on a television series. I've been on many, many. I've been on 470 movies and television shows, but I've never had my own series. So it was great to have a place to go every day and have your own dressing room every day and have a family. I really think every actor should experience it, you know, to be on a series for a while.
And it's never too late, so, you know, Hollywood could be turned into a TV show. Somebody would
maybe be
smart to do something like that.
Oh, let's put
that's
that.
That's what I think.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I know we only have a few minutes left, so I want to do a blessing. Dear Father, Mother, God, we ask just now for your light, for the light of the Holy Spirit, the light of the Christ, the light of the mystical traveler consciousness and the preceptor to surround, protect, and fill everybody listening to this show today, and of course my friend Jacoby. We ask, Lord, send our light and our vibrations of peace all over the planet. It needs peace, and we know that peace begins with us. It starts with us. So if we remain peaceful, Lord, we know that we can be part of that all over the planet. And we pray for everybody listening, health and happiness and peace and joy and serenity and if anybody is ill out there, we ask, Lord, for a blessing of healing for anybody sick, anybody who might be in a stage of passing over, dying. We know that we're going home to God, each and all of us, each in our own way, each in our own timing. We're so lucky to know that we can go home to God this lifetime, and we don't have to reincarnate over and over and over again. We can learn all of our karmic lessons this lifetime and go home to God. We're so grateful to have each other. We know that as we look in each other's eyes, we see the Christ shining back at us. And we're so blessed. And I'm blessed to have Linda McKenzie and Jay help me with this radio show going on 20 years. And to have Jacoby today, who I hope will come back every month. And, yeah.
I love nothing more.
Anything you want to add?
No, I think that was beautiful, Sally. I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for this exchange of energy that we get to have here. Thank you.
Well, I don't know how you came into my life. How did you? Oh, yeah. We have a mutual friend, Steffi.
Yeah.
But it's been a huge new chapter for me. It's a lovely chapter. You're in my life. So, I want you all to go to MSIA.org to find out about the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA.org, and Sally K, MSIA at Yahoo.com, and HealthyLife.net every Monday. Here we are, 10 to 11. Anything you want to add?
I have a movie coming out in the next year. Keep a tune out. Follow me on socials at Jacoby Koenig. J-A-K-O-B-I Koenig. And again, thank you so much for having me, Sally.
Oh, yes. Thanks for being here. And everybody have a great Monday.
Roger that.
Our sponsor today has been the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. The purpose of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA, is to teach soul transcendence, which is becoming aware of yourself as a soul and as one with God, not as a theory, but as a living reality. MSIA offers an approach to living that focuses on how to incorporate spirituality into your everyday life. We call it practical spirituality. You can reach MSIA by going into the web on www.msia.org or phoning area code 323-737-4055 and asking to be on the free mailing list. You can also go into your web and find out events, prayer lists, latest news, and any books and tapes available. God bless you. Hi. Well, this is Sally Kirkland, sponsoring Sally Kirkland. I want you all to know about my website, sallykirkland.com. In the site directory, you have my career, my biography, galleries number 1, 2, and 3 of all the actors and show business personalities I've worked with and loved. KISS, which stands for the Kirkland Institute for Implant Syndrome Survival, articles and interviews, Reverend Sally Kirkland page, career page, movie credit page, resource links. So again, please share with me www.sallykirkland.com.